I'll fill up some for Fiat active diesel urgent period. It is 04/19/2025. Dictation is for Miss Angelica Lopez. Lopez spells L-O-P-E-Z. Angelica spells A-N-G-E-L-I-C-A. Date of birth is 05/14/1980. This is a 44-year-old young lady here with diarrhea period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 3 days. She stated symptoms started after she visited Mexico and had several different meals there, including seafood period. Patient says she came in today because she's having severe abdominal cramp pain, which is diffusely located. Says she has significant decreased appetite period. She stated that she received 2 liters of normal saline from the mobile IV clinic, but came in here because of increased episodes of loose stool, which she noted some amount of blood and increased cramping and nausea period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports loss of appetite. She reports nausea but says she has not vomited, only diarrhea. Next line, she reported headache. She said this headache is not the worst of her life. She said headache was worse before she received the IV fluids period. Next paragraph, next line, she denies chest pain, she denies neck pain, she denies stiff neck, denies rashes period. Says she has no problem with urination period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes period. Next paragraph, physical exam, she's alert oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100% at room air. Blood pressure is 105 over 72, pulse 76, respiration 18, temperature 98.2 period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion period. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. Patient is not tachycardic. Open parenthesis, she stated when she first started her pulse was well above 100, but after IVs, it normalized period. Next line, respiratory 18, temperature 97.8 period. Next paragraph, correction, temperature 98.2 period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs period. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. Patient is not tachycardic. Next paragraph, abdomen, active bowel sounds, no visible peristalsis. Note, she has diffuse tenderness to palpation. No peritoneal signs. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli period. Next paragraph, neuro, she's alert oriented, sensory motor functions are normal, mood and affect are normal period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is infectious diarrhea, number 2 vomiting, number 3 nausea, number 4 abdominal pain period. In clinic today, we did the following. Patient was given a requisition to have a stool culture done, and she received the following. In clinic today, Zofran, 4 milligrams IM. Next medication, vancomycin, 1 gram IM. Next intervention, abdominal ultrasound. Ultrasound revealed no kidney, liver, abnormality, gallstones, no gallstones present. Next paragraph, the patient and I had a lengthy discussion about her condition. She indicated that she is unable to swallow any medication and would like to come back to have IM injections on a daily basis until she feels better. She was encouraged to come back to the clinic for two more injections. Vancomycin, 1 gram, IM, times one each. She was encouraged to do a BRAT diet, but before attempting any PO challenge, she must use Zofran sublingual and wait approximately 15 to 30 minutes period. She was advised that after that she can take the Bentil. To see if that will help with her stomach activity period. She says she understands and will comply. However, she indicated that she would like to come back to have injectable antibiotics. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.